Hello, everyone. Welcome to the On Fire B2B podcast. That's right. We're changing the name because it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want because I'm Bob Clark. And that is it there. So same concept, 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best in the B2B space know how to be concise and get right to the point and, you know, when to shut up. So let's get right to it. Here we go. So question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Right. My name is Anthony Genzel. I'm the head of marketing and business development for a marketing firm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania called Granite Creative Group. I'm also the founder of a website it's not called anything. It's anthonygenzel.com. Essentially, it provides sales, marketing, and other business insights for small businesses, marketing professionals, startups, small to mid-sized businesses, and it's essentially just a blog. So check that out and check out graniteCreative.com.
We'll put one of those links in the description. You get to choose which one. Got it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with other businesses?
Yeah, I really like the B2B space. I think it's a lot more challenging than B2C. You can come up, you have to be a lot more creative. I think that you have to find that person who is a lot of times not looking to talk to you, versus with the B2C space, you have a product specific to an audience, you're selling a drink, you're selling a shirt. Mm-hmm. I like the creativity in the B2B space a lot more. And the collaborative nature, the relationships that you have to build, I think are really important. The sales cycle can be a lot longer, which can be a little frustrating, but in general, it's just the creativity that you can bring to the table is great.
Absolutely. Or question number three, what is the most challenging thing about actually getting in front of decision makers?
So I think it's figuring out who that person is in the organization, because you take a few steps back, just a few years, and a lot of times you have one person that you're in contact with. That person can ultimately be the decision maker. And a lot of times at most, you talk to that person, you sell them, they go to their CEO, sell them, sales done. Not that it was easy, but it was easier. Whereas now you have 5, 6, 7, any number of decision makers and stakeholders in the decision. They're all across different departments. Someone's in finance, someone's in purchasing. And it's really hard to find that one person that can bring the group together and sell them all. So I think you have to kind of pinpoint who that person is.
Right.
Because if you sell everyone and then they all come together at the end and they all have different visions, everything
right. It's hurting cats sometimes. There, with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left, question number four, what other top business owners, professionals in the B2B space that you know that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
Yeah. So outside of Granite Creative, I also work with a company called SE Healthcare, and they sell software platforms to healthcare providers, practices, hospitals. The CEO, Doug Shan, he took over that role about 2 years ago, and he's really run and changed things, developed a couple of new products, really kind of assessed the market, understood the needs. He's out there hands-on. So he's doing a lot of the sales. He's doing the CEO thing, but he's also out there hands-on. Really has helped change the direction of that company. Really headed in a great direction, just released a burnout platform.
Right.
To work toward providing a solution to that major problem.
Perfect.
In healthcare.
So yeah, I will go look him up. Anthony, we got to keep going because we only have 5 minutes and 30 seconds left. So question number five, I want you to share your biggest insight about working with other businesses.
Yeah. So I think that the biggest insight essentially is the relationship piece of it. So I think being able to build relationships is really, really the key. And if you're not a type of person who's patient and can take the time to really genuinely build a relationship with somebody, people will see through that. I think the best salespeople that I've seen really understand that they have to go in there with the best person interest in mind. If you don't have the solution for somebody, don't fake it. Don't try to sell them something that they really don't need, because they're going to resent you. The most important thing is to have clients that stick around, clients that come back for more, whether it's a sales product or software product that's on a monthly subscription fee, whether it's something where, they're buying supplies from you every 6 months. Whatever the case may be, you have to really be on top of things. You have to, reach out consistently. Don't just expect them to keep coming back. Take that extra step, and help them out and give them a reason to come back.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you build relationships? Give me some, like, you know, some tips.
I think, you know, you really need to get to know the person. You know, first of all, you have to get to know the right person, which we talked about just a little bit ago. But, you know, you don't want to get too personal, but it's okay to open up, you know, find commonalities. You know, it's okay to talk about things outside of the specific sale. Don't be forceful. Don't be annoying. You know, don't be sending emails every day. Another great thing I think is, and I come from a marketing background, a great way to build relationships is to, instead of always sending sell sheets and brochures and demo videos and things like that, send them, you know, just send an email saying, hey, I just read this article. I just found this ebook. You know, I think content is really important in driving the relationships. So you're sending them something of value that helps them without asking anything. So, you know, I think that to show that you're there for them, even though you're not asking them to buy something, is really valuable. And if you do that on a consistent basis and you're actually adding value, then I think that's a great way to build relationships.
Love it. Love it. Let's get to question number 6. Most important question of the podcast, Anthony. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
So going back, I'm gonna take it one step ahead. So my first sale was just selling a camera at a camera store years back. So we'll skip ahead to when I sold my first sale within the world that I'm in now, the space that I'm in now, the marketing agency side. So it was a collaborative sale, and we were selling a major project involving website design, social media management, graphic design, rewriting copy. This was for the website and content for a university. And it was across all of their programs. I think they had 20 plus programs. So it was a huge undertaking. And, you know, it was a $400,000 or $500,000 project when it was all said and done. So we had, you know, all kinds of meetings. It was, you know, really, you know, it was a very big game changing thing because we were looking to get into the higher ed space. So it was really great. And that's kind of where I really got into more of a serious sales focus and, you know, really got to understand and got to know the different stakeholders. We had so many meetings, the sales cycle was so long, and that's where I really started to understand the importance of building relationships, especially with the university level. There's a lot of skepticism toward, right, you know, bringing an agency. They want to do everything. They know how to do things. You know, I love the higher ed space, don't get me wrong, but they think they know how to do things. they're not notoriously good at marketing themselves. So, but they're standoffish when you try to tell them you can do it better than them. So
right,
it was really delicate. But it probably was a good 6 to 8 month sales process. We signed the deal. It's a team effort and, turned out to be a really great project. They're really happy.
Perfect. Anthony, you've got 1 minute and 3 seconds left. Promo time. Go.
Yeah. So, like I said, check me out at anthonygenzel.com, graniteCreativeGroup.com. You know, I think, you know, one of the major things that's helped me in my career, and I suggest this to all salespeople, all marketing people, find that connection between the sales and marketing team. Don't look at the other as your enemy. If you start to do that, you know, you miss a lot of opportunities. Marketing team, you'll miss a lot of insights from the sales team. Sales team, marketing team's not going to want to work with you. So, you know, you got to give each other credit where it's due, and you got to lend each other a hand where it's available. And I think that's the way to really be successful. Again, going back to the relationship thing, whether it's with a client, whether it's with your boss, whether it's with the sales team versus the marketing team, that's really one of the main keys to succeeding in the sales and marketing world.
Perfect. You pulled it off with 5 seconds to spare. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they won't shut up. Say which website is in the description real quick.
So in the description, you can put graniteCreativeGroup.com. That's granite as in I'm.
We're running out of time. So you don't need to spell it out. It's already in the description there. Anthony, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Hey, thank you and good chatting with you.
You're all good chatting with you. With everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.